Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You and I pulled a chicken bleep move in that interview when he said that. David Steele, the Orlando Magic TV play-by-play guy. You and I wanted to go, whoa! But since we interrupted him so many times before, and he's older than us, we got nervous.
Yeah, I didn't know if he was willing to play along chicken bleep with our shenanigans.
What if he would have hung up on us?
I was very close.
Would have turned heat. Would have been some heat then.
That would have been fun. We'd start a rivalry. I was very close. Like Cool Trap says, David mentioning 2009 Magic supporting cast without mentioning steroids. I'm telling you, Ken, I had it ready to go.
He had the mic. Okay. I'll tell everybody's thinking the steroids, allegedly. Lima turned the mic off and we both mouthed the word to each other.
Yeah. And I was ready to ask if there needed to be an asterisk by the 2009 playoff run, but he seemed like such a nice guy. And it almost felt like it would have been not a fair fight. Like, if Daryl were on, we're going to go blue. If Mary Kay were on, all right, here we go. Buckle up.
You don't know us.
But he doesn't know us.
You don't know us.
Might have gone a little awkward. I don't know. Maybe our fans would have wanted that.
Should we have done it that way? Should we have mixed it up with him?
Should we have mentioned the steroids? 216-474-0092. You know what? Our boss, Andy Roth.
He wanted us to mention the steroids.
In our extensive post-show meeting yesterday, he said, I wonder how much fans even care about 2009, because if it were the NFL.
I think of that. That's the first thing I thought of when I knew we were playing the Magic was 2009.
Well, we hold on to that
never
stuff.
Forget that series.
Like
as long
the next time we play the Chiefs in a playoff game, if it ever happens again, you never know in the NFL. But even in the regular season, when we match up against Chiefs this year, what's going to be brought up? There's going to be some pivotal moments from that playoff
that
game.
That series was so significant for a multitude of reasons for both the Cavs and the Orlando Magic. But especially myself as a Cavs fan, I told you I remember exactly where I was when LeBron hit the shot. And I remember I was so excited. I bought the whole table a round of drinks. Ended up costing me like $400 of money I did not have at that time. And then I remember not even feeling that good about it. I go, I can't believe he had to hit a game winner, buzzer beater to beat the Orlando Magic. Yeah. This is not going to be good. And then they went out, they lost the rest of that series. And it started this entire panic. Like, there were people nervous before the panic then was set in. About LeBron, his future, this team getting over. Because by the next year, that was Boston, and that was it. And that series right there started my freak out, everybody else's freak out. I'll never forget that series as long as I live.
But don't forget, it was supposed to be Kobe, LeBron.
Yep.
That was supposed to be the meetup of those two superstars. One that was just starting to probably be on the downward of his prime in Kobe, because he had won you know, two championships there in the second iteration with Pau Gasol. And then it was going to be LeBron on the way up. And it was supposed to be amazing to see that. Almost like when it was Magic and MJ.
We got robbed.
Throughout the years, you know, we've had that and we never got it with LeBron and Kobe. All because of that damn series where, if you think about it, the Magic played kind of like, and I know it's way different now, they kind of played like the teams today. Meaning,
I think that's
space them out, three-point shooting, keep them flying throughout the whole series. Remember, everybody was just shooting a three against us, and nobody played like that
series,
back then.
That series is a real Cavs fan series, because I think nationally, like, they're all going to say, Paul Pierce is what caused LeBron to leave Cleveland. Like, no, Paul Pierce, he didn't help LeBron stay in Cleveland, obviously. But that whole series, that was set in motion a long time before, a year before, against the Orlando Magic. That series sticks out. And now it sticks out to me here, because the first thing you hear about it, and I go, if you don't win this series, this iteration of the Cavs is done. JB's certainly done. He might be done anyway, but JB's certainly done. Donovan Mitchell, what argument do you have for Donovan Mitchell staying now?
Right.
Like, it goes right out the window. If we're talking about money, money's one thing, okay? Now, I've made every argument in the world, and I've believed for a long time that Donovan Mitchell's going to stay, partly because of that business investment. They go out there and they lose to Orlando. I got nothing for you. I got nothing for you. I think he sits there and he sees.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think he sees Dame Lillard, and I think he does not want to be that, and he doesn't want to get stuck. And I still think he wants to be a number one, and I think he might have a rude awakening, because I think he can be a top 10 player, but he's got to play with one of those top five players if he wants to do it. And I think that's going to be a very difficult thing. So that means that Evan has to ascend, or somebody else has to ascend, and boy, that's a hell of a lot easier said than done. So there might be some massive moves that have to come around for the Cleveland Cavaliers. But man, you lose that series, everything's on the deck. It might be the most pivotal series. I know you got Steph and LeBron this evening, but it's like, man, this might be the most pivotal series of the postseason, because you've been building something meticulously through the last six seasons to try to put something together, and we're still not where the fans want them to be, and maybe that's us overshooting it, because, you know, I want to be, above all, I do want to be fair to the Cavs, and I was very fit to be tied yesterday. But I also am the first person to say, well, you know, it takes a few trips for a team to really get their footing in the postseason. It takes a few trips. The Miami Heat with LeBron, they lost their first trip to the finals. So it takes a couple of times. The Cavaliers, first year, nothing. Second year, remember, they had that terrible streak at the end of the season, and they found themselves out of the playoffs. Year after that, you know, had to go up against Detroit, had to learn how to go up against Detroit and those teams to finally get through, finally break through and get over the hump. Like, it takes a bit to that. And I think that I don't want to be unfair to them. I'm very bitter. I'm very upset. I just want to be fair to the organization. Like, I'm trying to be fair to every organization. Although there are people who are saying that we like to divide and conquer and that we're meaner to one team or two teams than the others. You heard that, Tone?
I have heard that. I've heard that plenty of
times.
Are
we harder on any team more than the others? 216-474-0092.
Yeah, we
you
get
had
this
thought yesterday, especially after you and I got into it about the... And yes, guys, I know that people got suspended for steroids. I was being facetious. Please, go ahead.
Yeah, I find it interesting when people accuse, you know, a media entity in town of, quote, dividing the fan bases. Me and all my friends root for all three teams. Like, we root for all three teams if we're dividing the fan bases. Like, what percentage of our fans love the Browns and don't watch any Cavs? Like, is it that high? I always was led to believe we're some great sports city where we watch all of our teams, especially when they make the playoffs, especially when it's playoff time. Like, I can get not paying attention to teams that are tanking or playing a bunch of young guys that aren't really that exciting. Like, we're in the playoffs now. We should all be really excited.
Yeah.
But it came up yesterday because, in a lot of ways, these years between the Browns and the Cavs have direct parallels. Both made these huge swings at a superstar in a trade. Donovan Mitchell and obviously Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Both teams have young talent up and down. Both these teams. I mean, the Browns, what did we say? Absolutely loaded. Cavs, you know, you look at the payrolls are both, you know, towards the top of each league.
Yep.
Like, these are teams that made these deals because they do want to compete. And yet I brought up yesterday, when the Browns made the playoffs, we did a pep rally. Everybody was on board. There was
excitement. Called me Brown of the Elf.
I called you Brown of the Elf when you called me Whammer. I
called you Whammer.
But yet the Cavs were booing them off the floor. Everyone's miserable. Everybody's down on the Cavs now because it looks like now there's a definite limited ceiling on this year's team. When I would argue the Browns, yeah, we did a pep rally. The Browns had no shot to win the Super Bowl last year. They didn't. But yet that didn't change. That didn't bother us the way that we got excited. Why is there no excitement about this Cavs team?
All right, 216-474-0092. Are we harder on any one of the other teams than the others here in town? I'll get to you guys. I want to know, do you really believe, it could be this station, it could be this show. Do you think that we are harder? I actually want to hear your opinion, because I'm trying to be fair as much as I can to all three. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.